欢迎弟兄姊妹今天来跟我们一起敬拜我们的主。
I'd like to welcome all the brothers, sisters, and friends who come together to worship God today.
我也请大家把手机拿出来，把它闭了。
So just a gentle reminder, please switch off your cell phone.
对，免得我们受打岔。
So that none of us will be distracted.
如果你不会关，你请你的隔壁年轻人帮你关，他们一定会。
If you had a hard time switching this off, you may ask your neighbor to help you.
对。因为这个现代科技，年长的人总是觉得不知道无从下手。
And I think sometimes the advanced technology today put our seniors in a little hard time.
好，我们最近一直在讲一个系列，就是福音的奥秘。
So during these past few weeks or even months, I've been preaching a series of a sermons titled "The Mystery of Gospel."
我们已经讲到。第八讲了福音的奥秘。
So this has been our eighth sermons on this series.
我们有一个主题圣经，请我们一起来读罗马书十六章。
So we have a theme verse. I'd like to invite you to turn to Book of Romans 16.
罗马书十六章第二十五节。
So Book of Romans chapter 16 verse 25.
跟二十六节。
Through 26.
罗马书十六章二十五节，唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘，坚固你们的心。
So, Book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 25, it reads, Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past.
26节，这奥秘如今显明出来，并且按着神的命，借众先知的书，指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。
Verse 26 reads, But now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith.
整本圣经66卷。
So we know that there are total 66 books in the Bible.
那中间有一卷书叫做罗马书。
There is one particular book called the Book of Romans.
这是保罗还没有去罗马来传福音之前他先写了一封信给罗马的教会，告诉他们什么是神的福音。
So this is a letter Paul wrote before he head to Rome. And in this book, it tells about the mystery, or it teaches the Church of Rome what truly is God's gospel.
在66卷书里面，这一卷书可以说最有系统的把我们整个的信仰从头到尾把它讲出来。
So during the 66 books of the Bible, Book of Romans is the book that analyzes or tells us the truth of gospel in the most systematic way.
我常常对年轻的弟兄姐妹说，如果你有一个爱神的心。
I always telling our youth or our young men, young women, if you truly have a heart of, if you truly have the love of God.
当你的脑袋还能使。还转的还灵活的时候。
And when your minds are still working properly.
像圣经里面这些先知们，他们说，我把你的话存在心里，免得我得罪你。
And so just like the prophets in the Old Testament, when they say, Oh Lord, I keep your word into my heart, so I won't sin against you.
所以，我鼓励年轻人把这本书背下来。
So I'd like to encourage all the young people here to try to memorize. I'd like to challenge you to memorize the whole Book of Romans if you can.
我这一生很羡慕一种人，叫做过目不忘。
I do not envy many people, but just one type of person who can memorize as he reads on.
我是过目必忘。
And on the contrary, I was that kind of person that whenever I read through, I forget through the way.
唯一的方法就是叫做勤能补拙，一遍一遍，一遍一遍，好多遍。
And I think practice doesn't make perfection, but practice makes better.
对，
so,
让我们能够把罗马书，你起码好好的在你一生中 读它个一百遍。
So you see, I'd like to encourage all of us, not just young people here, that if you cannot memorize it, at least read the book of Romans 100 times.
让这卷书存在你的心里面。
So that you will be able to treasure this book in your hearts.
因为这本书是保罗一生把他整个在神面前融会贯通了，从旧约圣经一直到主耶稣所讲过的话，把它浓缩在罗马书的里头。
And I believe this is truly a Paul's summit of his theology on God's gospel. And he actually literally uses all what he understood from the past scriptures and also the Old Testament that he's able to combine everything into this single book of Romans.
那刚刚我们读的这一个第十六章。
So these two verses that we just read from book chapter 16.
是他的总结。
It literally is a summary of the book.
他说唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照着永古不言的奥秘坚固你们的心。
So in the verse 25 it says, Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past.
因为他这本书是要讲神的福音。
So you see, this book is about God, Jesus' gospel.
然后他说这是一个隐藏的奥秘。
And he Paul's telling us, this is actually a secret hidden for ages.
整个旧约的39卷书。
So for all the 39 books of Old Testament,
神用不同的先知把神整个的这一个福音，好像一个大拼图一样，每一个先知看到一部分。
So you see, during the Old Testament, God uses various prophets like puzzles that He uses various prophets to specify one portion of His mystery.
一直到新约的时候，神借着他的儿子。他才把这整个的大拼图拼在一起。
Until later in the New Testament time, when Jesus, his beloved son, came to this world, Jesus reviewed all these puzzles together.
那保罗说，神把这个奥秘最后也让我看见。
And so in Book of Romans, Paul's telling us that the secret has been kept for ages by God is now finally revealed to him.
所以这个福音不是神有一天。看事情实在不能收拾了，他再拍拍脑袋，来想想要怎么办，不是这样子的。
So this is not a kind of a solution that when God see this whole mess, that so He came up with an idea. No, no, nothing like that.
这是神老早就设计好的。
Instead, this has actually been planned even before the creation.
根据神的预知，人类的命运会怎么样的走？
And before, even before the whole creation of the universe, before he, because God knows what's going to happen to us, what's going to happen to the history of a man.
神用地上的尘土造了人。
We know that God used the dirt to create a man and a woman.
我们想，如果人不过就是个泥人而已，那弄坏了，把它推倒重来。
And in man's perspective, since we were created by dust, if we're messing around, we just, you know, why God just not destroy us and it just, you know, start from scratch again.
对不对？亚当夏娃废了，那我们再造一个张三李四，不是也可以吗？
And since the fall of Adam and Eve, why God created another Paul in?
但是神并没有这样做。
But God didn't do that.
虽然亚当夏娃与他的后代们都是走上一个罪恶的道路。
Just like the Bible says, although the offspring of Adam and Eve had started the way of evil,
神却能够从这样的一个没有从人来看没有盼望的一个前途，把我们怎么样挽回来
？And from man's perspective, it's we're hopeless, but yet God is able to turn the hopeless generation into hopeful generation.
所以这二十六节他就说，这个奥秘如今显明出来。
So no wonder in verse 26, Paul says, now it's been manifested.
按照神的命令，借着众先知所说过的这么多的话。现在把它通通总结下来。
And by the scripture of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations.
所以才有这个题目叫做福音的奥秘。
And here comes to the title of the message, the mystery of gospel.
那今天我们要来继续上个礼拜讲到外邦人与犹太人 这一个奥秘。
And so we're going to continue today's sermon by resuming what we had talked about last week about the difference or the mystery of Gentiles and Israelites.
因为神这个福音它开始是从犹太人开始的。
So the gospel of God was preached to Jews first.
然后再临到外邦人。
Then to Gentiles.
这是神的主权的安排。
And we know this is God's power and his authority.
那因为犹太人虽然是蒙了神的恩典的拣选，但是他们对神没有忠心于神的呼召。
We know that the Jewish people or the Israelites being called upon by God first, but unfortunately, this group of people is not subject to God's calling. Is not willing to obey God's calling.
他们旧约的历史两千年。
So they have about 2,000 years of history.
你也看到他们多次被神兴起。然后他们又堕落，神管教他们，然后再恢复过来。
And we've seen this repeated vicious cycle that they fall down and then God raised them and then they fall again.
神的荣耀充满他们的时候，他们曾经见过两个圣殿。
And you see, when they were filled with the glory of God, the Israel people were able to build two temples.
但是这两个圣殿最后都被拆毁了。
But these two temples were destroyed and destructed later on.
神的选民也就四散天下了。
And his chosen people were scattered away.
但是神的计划并不因为犹太人的不忠心而废掉，相反的，神的工作继续向前。
But God's plan didn't stop here. But instead, God's plan moves on.
神的工作就在外邦人中间开展。
And so he started to preach the gospel into the Gentiles.
但是外邦人也有一个误解。
But there is also one misunderstanding taken by the Gentiles.
认为神已经把犹太人撇在一边，神只在外邦人身上做工。
There is a viewpoint that since God has forsaken Israelites, God has forsaken them forever. So instead, God focuses on the Gentiles, working on them only.
因着这个误解，所以才会有反犹主义。
And because of this misconception, there is a movement called anti-Semitism.
对，这是今天到今天这个反犹主义仍然在这个世界非常的嚣张的一个原因。
And this is one of the reasons that this movement of anti-Semitism is still moving around at us.
但是保罗告诉我们，不，神在犹太人身上的旨意，有一天还是要实现。
But no, Paul says no, because even God is preaching gospel to Gentiles, God's purpose will still be fulfilled through His chosen people, Israelites.
所以旧约里面有两个词。旧约里面有两个词。
So there are two key words in Old Testament.
一个叫做外邦人的日子。
One phrase is the days of Gentiles.
有一天会到。
So we'll come to a full.
还有一个叫做外邦人的数目会满足的。
And another key phrase is the number of Gentiles will come to a full.
也就是说，外邦人的日子不是无限期的，是有一段时间，当那个时间到的时候，这个门就要关掉了。
So we have to understand that the day of the Gentiles or the time of the Gentiles is not unlimited. It will come to an end.
对，然后外邦人信主的人数也是有一个数目的，那个数目满的时候，这个门也就关了。
So the number of Gentiles who believe in Jesus Christ is also not unlimited. It will come to an end as well.
那另外保罗就说，神如果不怜惜那个原来的那一个数，把他们好像看起来废了，砍了，他们四散天下了。
And so the Old Testament used to say that it seems that God has forsaken His chosen people, and He chopped the trunk, and His people scattered away.
然后把外邦这个野橄榄树接上来。
And instead, God transplanted the wide olive branch into the trunk.
那主说，如果我们外邦人也走犹太人的老路，没有全心的来归向神，有一天他照样要把这一个接上来的野枝子怎么样， 剪掉。
But God also warned the Gentiles in the same way that if the Gentiles do not obey God, and in a similar way, our branch will be cut off.
所以这是一个警告，我们上个礼拜提到的。
So this is a pre-warning that I mentioned last Sunday.
我们不要把神的恩典当作平常，当作无所谓，我高兴怎么生活，这是我的自由。
And do not take God's grace lightly.
我们必须来明白，神救我们出这么高的一个代价，是在我们每一个人身上，不管你是犹太人，不管你是外邦人，神对你有旨意的。
And we have to understand that God purchased with a heavy price, so there must be a purpose on each and every one of us God is about to fulfill.
每一个基督徒都必须来明白，神救你的目的是什么。
And every Christian must understand the true meaning of your salvation.
然后我们的人生就必须按照这个旨意来生活、行事、为人。
And in the similar way, in the same way, we must live by His purpose.
好，这是我们上个礼拜讲的，今天我要往下再讲第八个部分。
So this is a short recap of last Sunday's message, and here we'd like to move on to focus on the eighth episode, but the eighth episode of the series of gospel, the mystery of gospel.
那这个第八个部分要讲什么呢？叫做余数的原则。
So today I'd like to talk about the principle of a remnant.
对，请我们打开以赛亚书第一章。
So I'd like to invite you to turn to the book of Isaiah.Chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章第九节。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 9.
第一章第九节，以赛亚书，若不是耶和华，万军之耶和华给我们稍留余种，我们早已像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子了。
So, Book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 9, it reads, Unless the Lord of hosts had left us a few survivors, we would be like Sodom, we would be like Gomorrah.
对，你注意听英文的翻译的时候，我们姐妹的版本是NASV 的版本，它翻译成 survivor。
So in NSV version, the English translation of remnant is survivor.
对，所以你注意听不同的版本，它用的词不太一样。
So you see different versions using different words.
对，那么在 King James 的版本的话，它用的词就是 remnant 这个字。
So in version of King James, they use the word particular word remnant.
那这句话的大的背景是什么？
So let me ask you, what is the context of this verse, of a particular verse?
那你如果把第一章往下从头读过来的话，
So if I read through this whole chapter,
你看第一节，
especially on chapter 1 of verse 1.
对，他说当乌西亚王还有约坦王亚哈斯王西加王这四个王做犹太王的时候，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得默示。
So, the verse 1 says, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, concerning Judah and Jerusalem, which he saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, the king of Judah.
那么这个时候是北国已经亡了。
So, The prophet Isaiah wrote this book when the northern kingdom has come to an end.
那他们亡国是神警告以色列人，如果你们去一面侍奉我，但是另一面又侍奉偶像，你们如果不悔改，那神的这个惩罚就要临到。
So that we know that the time when the northern kingdom has come to an end, it's truly a warning that God sent to the Israel people that if you do not obey my word, you will be just like the northern kingdom.
那这个北国以色列十个支派并没有听先知的话。
But unfortunately, the 10 tribes of northern kingdom didn't listen to him, didn't listen to God.
所以神就兴起了外邦叫做亚述帝国，他们来就把这个北国 给灭了。
So God raised Assyrian to destroy the northern kingdom.
所以那十个支派就消失在地球上了。
So ever since then, the 10 tribes of northern kingdom have disappeared forever.
而且圣经说剩下来一点点，很少的，零零七七的这个十个支派在这个地球上，这边一点，那一边。那个时候有一批人到中国来，就是唐朝的，挑金教。
So according to the scripture, that only a very few survived that, and some of them actually traveled all the way to China, then Tang Dynasty, and so they created a Jin 教。
不是Jin 教，这是犹太教。
Oh, this is kind of a Jewish synagogue.
对，那么有一批人住在河南的开封。
And so some of them chose to dwell and live in Kaifeng, Henan province since then.
好，那么这样的一个情形，神盼望南国犹太国能够得着警告啊，神是公义的神。
So God is hoping that the southern kingdom, Judah, would be aware of this.
但是你如果往这个九节以前，你看神说。啊，你们已经被打得全身没有一块是完全的，结果还是不悔改，死不悔改。
And so if you read through from verse 1 to verse 9, God realized that even though they were stricken, they did not turn back to God.
所以神的心是非常的伤痛。
So God's heart is saddened.
就打发这个先知以赛亚来对这个朝代，这一连有四个王朝来说预言。
So God sent off his prophet Isaiah to prophesy in front of these four kings.
那第九节就是我们刚刚念的，若不是万军之耶和华给我们稍留余种，我们早已就像索多玛、俄摩拉一样。
And so in conclusion, Isaiah says in verse 9, unless the Lord of hosts had left us a few remnant or survivors, we would be like Sodom, we would be like Gomorrah.
所以这里讲到余，这个余种，就是这个 remnant 这个字。
So here's the key word, remnant, remnant.
第二处我要请大家读的是以赛亚书的第十章。
So I'd like to invite you to turn to a book of Isaiah, chapter 10.
第十章我们要念的是二十二节。
And verse 22.
以色列啊，你的百姓虽多如海沙，唯有剩下的归回。原来灭绝的事已定，必有公义施行。如水仗义。
So Isaiah 10:22, for though your people, O Israel, may be like the sand of the sea, only a remnant within them will return. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness.
这个第十章你如果看的时候，它整个的背景是当神把这个外邦亚述这个王来打北国的时候，有一个那个时候北国的一个很厉害的一个将军，向他们全国挑战，全国都吓得要命。
And so the context of Isaiah chapter 10 is about that it still happens when the North Kingdom is still in existence, but raided by Assyrian army, and they were challenged by one famous general by the Assyrian army.
所以在这一个存亡危机的时刻，神跟他们说。
So during this critical time, God is telling the Northern Kingdom people.
你看。二十一节、二十二节说剩下的就是雅各家所剩下的，必归回全能的神。以色列啊，你的百姓虽然多如海沙，但是剩下来的是什么？余数。
So this is a final warning from God to the people in northern kingdom by saying in verse 21 and 22, a remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, may be like the sand of the sea, only a remnant within them will return. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness.
对，所以这两节我把它选出来，就是告诉我们这个思想，这个愚民这个思想早在以色列人的历史上就 显明了。
So I picked these two verses to show that the theme or the idea of a remnant actually has been revealed or evident through the Old Testament times.
在旧约的以色列人的历史身上，你可以知道他们有全盛时期，神大大祝福他们。
And if we read the history of Israelites, we know that there was a time and then there is raised a powerful nation where when God blessed them.
比如说像大卫的时候
，like in the time of David，
所罗门的时候
，like in the time of Solomon，
是他们全盛的时期。
And during these times, Israel is a powerful nation.
他们全国专心的侍奉耶和华。
All the nation focuses on God and worship and serve Him.
所以神说，你们就要做万国之首。
So God put them above all nations.
但是后来到了所罗门的晚年。
But unfortunately, in the later years of King Solomon,
他立了许多外邦的嫔妃
and he married many foreign princesses.
然后把那些偶像引进跑到以色列国来
and they brought many idols into the kingdom of Solomon.
所以这个偶像进到以色列人的中间，这个东西就开始使整个的国家。
So since they brought various idols into the country, and hence the country was affected like a disease and started to be corrupt.
你知道什么叫做偶像吗
？And you know what idols are?
啊，看起来是那个屠杀了那个一个像，你烧香跟他跪拜。
It may look like a portrait or like a Buddha, so the people before them and have incense before them.
古今中外，在人类的文明里头，偶像是一直随着人类的文明。
And I believe since the start of a civilization of a humankind, here comes the trend of various idols.
所以在人的心目中，知道有神。
So you see, from man's perspective, in our hearts, we know there is God.
但是人心目中的那个神，跟真正的神，常常是两种不同的概念。
But unfortunately, there is always a misconception in people's in our hearts that we cannot recognize true God. But instead, we replace true God with a false God.
人所要的神是什么
？So what kind of a God we like to have?
啊。你注意听我们每一个人的祷告。
So if you listen, if you pay attention to our prayers.
神啊，我生病了，求你医治我。
One of the prayers may be like this: Oh Lord, I'm sick. I pray, may you heal me.
神啊，我现在穷得要死，求你让我能够发财。
Or another prayer like this: God, I'm really poor. Please make me rich quick.
也就是说，我们人心里面有许多不同的需要。
And you see, we have various needs in our hearts.
在人生不同的阶段。
At different level or phases of our lives.
那我们需要的神是什么样的一个神呢
？So what kind of a perfect God we desire of?
就是他听你要什么。
So that kind of a perfect God is like this. He listens to us.
对。那这个神你觉得很好。
And this is a perfect God we want.
但是圣经中讲的神。
But what about God that we know through the Bible?
是神会祝福我们，这是没有问题的。
And yes, indeed, there is no problem that God blesses us, and He does.
但是谁是主，谁是仆，这个位置要搞对。
But we have to make sure that who is the master and who is the servant. We have to make sure of the sequence of that.
他是创造我们的神。
And we have to know that He created us.
换言之
，In other words,
他是主。
He is the master.
我们是仆。
And we are the servants.
但是我们要的神呢
？But God we desire of in our hearts.
是谁做主呢
？So who the master?
我做主。
It's us.
他听我的。
And he listens to us.
这是一个很简单、很简单的道理。
So you see, that's a simple truth.
所以你看，犹太人是全世界大概最聪明的人了吧？诺贝尔奖得主最多的是犹太人。
And so you see, if you look back to the chosen people, Israelites, we know that this is one of the top smartest people in around the world.
这么聪明的一个民族。
So as a smart as this group of people.
但是他们也是上帝所拣选的。
And they were also the chosen people.
但是他们来侍奉神的时候
But in a similar way, when they serve God,
你看他们 这么多年的历史整个的旧约
If we read through the history, through the Old
Testament, 你就会发现他们的问题跟神之间的冲撞就是偶像的问题
So you see the conflict, the biggest conflict between God and the Israel people actually is really the problem of idols
他们并不是说不要神
It's not like they do not want God
他们要神但是里面有一个矛盾就是说他们要的神是以他们为主的
You see, it's not like they do not want God. They do. But they want God, they want their God to be their servant, to listen to them.
所以每一次他们掉到偶像的捆绑里面的时候
So every time they fall in the trap of idol worship,
他们把这一位耶和华以偶像的形式来敬拜
So they replace God Jehovah with idols.
神就弃绝这些
So God forsake them.
所以这个是整个在旧约里面一直屡试不爽的一个定律。
So you see, this is almost like a principle or a vicious cycle.
等到神的儿子亲自来到这个地上。
And until his beloved son, Jesus Christ, came to this world.
他是神的儿子。
We know that he was the begotten son of God.
他来传一个福音叫做天国的福音。
And he preached one gospel called the gospel of kingdom.
他要犹太人悔改。
The gospel of heaven. And he wanted the Israel people to repent.
天国近了你们都应当悔改。
And he said, the kingdom of heaven is near. You must repent.
他传扬了33年半这个福音。
But unfortunately, he was walking on this earth for 33 and a half years.
总共只有120个人听。
He only 120 people listened to him.
我的意思，这个听是听而顺服。
Meaning that they just didn't listen to, but also obeyed.
他们真的听见耶稣讲什么，而且悔改，而且承认耶稣的王权。
So they just not only listened to Jesus, but also followed him and repented.
做耶稣的门徒。
And so they were called the disciples of Jesus.
后来主耶稣打发这120个人去把这个天国的福音。传到整个的地球。
So later in the Great Commission, Jesus sent off this 120 people to the world to make disciples of all nations.
但是其他的犹太人呢
？But how about the rest of the Israel people?
听是听了。
Yes, they did listen.
神迹其实也看了。
They did witness the signs, miracle signs.
他们没有接受这位耶稣基督。
They didn't accept Jesus Christ.
这一代没有接受他的讲道，甚至把他。定死在十字架上。
Not only so, they just rejected Jesus, but instead they nailed him on the cross.
所以，耶稣在他要上十字架之前，他说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，我多次要招聚你，像母鸡招聚小鸡。”
So no wonder before our Lord Jesus Christ head to the cross, he sighed, "Oh Israel, Israel, how many times I try to gather you together like a hen is calling for her little chickens."
只是你们不愿意。
But you are just not willing.
所以他们就受到神的咒诅。
So they were cursed for that by God.
但是主留了一句预言。
But there is one prophecy actually, Jesus left.
有一天，你们还要会说，奉主名来的是应当称颂。
And he said, one day you will say that in the name for with the name of the God, his name is worthy to be praised.
所以也就是说，耶稣预言，虽然他们会被弃绝。可是有一天他们要回来的。
So Jesus prophesied on the cross that although they've been forsaken by God, but one day they will return.
那在古时候的先知就是撒迦利亚就预言到有一天他们全家要回来。
So in the Old Testament, the prophet Zechariah has prophesied that the house of Israel will come back one day.
那这件事情已经发生了。
And this has happened.
什么时候发生的
？When did this happen?
1917年开始，一直到现在100年。
So this movement has started from 1917. It's been 100 years so far.
从世界第一次世界大战结束之后，这一个西安回归运动。就开始了。
So since the end of the First World War, this has continued till now.
那这一百年，他们也建了国，也恢复了耶路撒冷。
So you see, during this 100 years, they have rebuilt the country and established.
然后在2017年这一个12月6号，我们的川普总统做了一个最伟大的宣告。
And on December 6, 2017, our President Donald Trump has declared.
你们一定要记得这个日子哈。
You have to remember that date.
12月6号。
On December 6, 2017.
那是刚刚好的禧年，第70个禧年。
And that's actually the 70th jubilee year.
这一个川普总统就向全世界宣布什么？
So the president has declared.
耶路撒冷是以色列的首都。
That Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
第二，美国的大使馆要从特拉维夫搬到以色列。
And number two, the U.S. embassy will move from Tel Aviv to Israel.
这在圣经的预言来讲是非常重要的一个。
And so this is a very important spiritual step from the perspective of the prophecy in the Bible.
全世界黑暗的势力反对这件事情。
You see, all the dark movements actually are against of it.
但是神就用了这一个
dark forces.
这一个川普总统，就跟旧约的时候，神用一个人叫做古列王，谁呀
？Cyrus.
对，这个。有的圣经翻译成中文翻译居鲁士，有的翻译成古列。
So you see, God used President Donald Trump like God used Cyrus in the Old Testament.
那个时候他是波斯的王，他起来宣布你们犹太人被掳在巴比伦的可以回去耶路撒冷重建你们的圣殿，你们的家园。
Yeah, he was a Persian king then, and God used and raised King Cyrus to announce to all the Israel people to come back to their own country to establish their own country.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So my dear fellow Christians,
我们现在的时段
，We're now in a time.
圣经所有的预言基本上都应验。
When most of the biblical prophecies have been fulfilled.
这次我们在塔科马的这个西岸。基督徒特会的题目就是讲到渴望主的回来。
So this year's WCCC annual conference is desiring God's second coming.
我们的一个老仆人，这个江守道老弟兄，他从20岁起做传道，今天是104岁。
So one of our older brothers, Stephen Kahn, who started to preach gospel since he was 20, and now he's 104.
他一生就是有一个愿望。
And he has only one wish in his own life.
就是主在他有生之年可以回来。
That he will see God's Jesus' second coming in his lifetime.
104岁的人都盼望主在他有生之年回来，隔下几岁了。
So let's think about it. Brother Stephen Kahn has been 104, and he's hoping he's praying for Jesus' second coming in his lifetime. And how old we are?
我们一定要有一个渴慕主回来的心。
And we must have this heart desiring God's second coming.
好，那今天我就要讲这个余数的原则。
So here comes the principle of remnant.
刚刚在旧约里面，我只是举两节圣经讲到这个余数。
And you see, in the Old Testament, I just picked several verses regarding this principle of remnant.
那保罗就根据于这些经文呢，他在罗马书里面再提他出来。
And so Paul reviewed this principle again in the book of Romans.
下面来看新约怎么讲。
So let's take a look at the New Testament to see what Bible says about the principle of remnant.
好，我们先看罗马书第九章。
So let's turn to book of Romans. Chapter 9.
九章的27-29节。
Okay, so let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 27 through 29.
对，罗马书九章27-29。
So once again, the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 27 through 29.
保罗这样说，以赛亚指着以色列人喊着说，以色列人虽多如海沙。得救的不过是剩下的余数。27节。
Alrighty, verse 27. It reads, Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel may be like the sand of the sea, it is the remnant that will be saved.
这就是引用刚刚我们念的以赛亚书第十章二十二节。
So Paul is quoting from Book of Isaiah.
二十八节，因为主要在世上施行他的话，叫他的话都成全，速速完结。
So verse 28, it reads, For the Lord will execute his word on the earth throughout and quickly, thoroughly and quickly.
29节，又如以赛亚先前说过，若不是耶和万军之耶和华给我们留余种，我们早已像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子了。
And verse 29, it reads, just as Isaiah foretold, unless the Lord of Sabbath had left to us a posterity, we would become like Sodom and would have resembled Gomorrah.
对，那他在这个地方讲的是余种，那个Darby 的翻译的。就是讲到 seed, S-E-E-D.
So you see, speaking of the key word of a remnant, in Darby's translation, it is translated as seed.
对，这个字也是一个非常特殊的字。讲到最早用的时候是女人的后裔，在创世纪第三章。
So it was one particular word, especially, it means a lot to the Bible and to Christians, because the word is first used in the book of Genesis, it's described in chapter 3, it used as a seed of the woman.
神要用这个女人的后裔这个种来打败那个蛇，那个魔鬼。
And so in book of Genesis chapter 3, the scripture tells us that God will use a seed of the woman to strike the head of serpent.
虽然撒旦把亚当打败了。
So you see, although the devil or Satan has beaten up Adam,
但是神却预言将来要有一个女人的后裔，这个种他来把蛇的头打破了。
But God has prophesied that the seed of the woman will strike the head of the serpent.
所以这个种，这个余数是一个关键。
So the seed or the remnant is a key word.
好，我们再来看十一章罗马书。
So let's turn to a book of Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章第一节到第八节。
So book of Romans chapter 11 verses verse 1 through 8.
或者到第七节。
Or maybe 1 through 7.
好，我念单数节，你念双数节。
So we're alternating reading in Chinese and English.
请你们注意看。
So please pay attention.
我且说神弃绝了他的百姓吗？断乎没有，因为我也是以色列人，亚伯拉罕的后裔，属便雅悯支派的。
So verse 2, God has not rejected him, rejected his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel?
主啊，他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。
And verse 4, but what is the divine response to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数。
And verse 6, but if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works, otherwise grace is no longer grace.
这是怎么样呢？以色列人所求的他们没有得着，唯有蒙拣选的人得着了，其余的就成了顽梗不化的。在这段话里头，保罗还是引用以赛亚的预言跟那个先知那个以利亚的故事。
And so you see, in this short passage, Paul quoted from book of Isaiah, and also he quoted from the prophet Elijah.
对，他第五节是说拣选的恩典还有所留的余数，这个 remnant 这个词是出自于我们刚刚在以赛亚书第一章第九节的那一句话。
So in verse 5, actually, this happens, that was quoted from book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 1.
Verse 9. 对，那现在他的这个第四节里头，他就说到以利亚他打败那个先知不是假先知那个以西 Jezebel 耶西别的那些假先知，把他们全部打垮。
So here's a, this is a story about Elijah in the Old Testament. We know that when Elijah was able to win over all the false prophets sent out by the Queen Jezebel.
那么在那一场斗争的里头，他大获全胜。
So we know that the prophet Elijah won the victory.
把那些假的外邦的先知通通杀了。
So he was able to kill all those false prophets.
可是耶洗别说了一句话。
But Jezebel, the queen Jezebel said one thing.
我要你的命。
I will kill you.
所以他就起来就跑。
So he was running for his life.
这个故事我们在旧约的列王记你可以 读得到。
And so this is was a very familiar story that we know that from Book of Kings.
他跑到精疲力尽的时候，然后就跟神就抱怨。
And so we know that Elijah was running for his life, and he was so exhausted, and he started complaining to God.
第三节他说：“主啊，他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛，现在只有我一个剩下来了。”
So we know that from the quote verse 3, it reads, "Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have torn down your altar, and I alone am left."
所以这个先知就是在神面前说：“现在全以色列全变节了。”只剩下我一个了。
And in other words, Elijah is saying to God, God, the rest of the country has rebelled, and here just I'm just only left. I'm the only person who's still devoted to you.
他们还不放我，还要寻索我的命。
And you are not saving me because they're still seeking my life.
结果神就跟他讲说，你不要觉得只有你一个，我还为我的名留下7000个。
And so in verse 4 it says, and what is his divine response to Elijah? And God said to Elijah, do not worry, I still have kept 7,000 people who haven't knelt before Baal.
他们没有向巴利屈膝。
They haven't knelt before Baal.
他们仍然向我忠心。
And they're still devoted to me.
所以这个例子就是说出一个原则，就是从旧约一直到新约，神做事不要看大的局面是好像都是一败涂地，从大的环境来看。
So that story tells us one important thing about God's way of doing things. No matter how messy the condition or the situation look like, but God has one thing.
神当年提醒以利亚，我还留下七千人。
Just like God has reminded Elijah that I have kept 7,000 people who haven't knelt before Baal.
这些人代表的原则叫做余数。
And these people represent one important principle, the principle of remnant.
对，这个恩典的一群被保守的人，到新约还是这样的。
And this is this has been remaining the same way till in the New Testament.
也就是说，旧约两千年的历史，神的工作永远是借着一个余数的一群人，从极荒凉的光景里面带出神的荣耀。
And so you see, in this short 2,000 years of history of Israel people, God used this principle, used this small number or remnant from the most obsolete spiritual condition to bring His glory.
就是神儿子第一次来的时候。
And just like Jesus came to this world for the first time.
照理说，神的选民应该全民来一起接受这位荣耀的王。
And in, from human, man's perspective, it has to be the crowd of people common before him to receive his coming.
但是事实不是如此。
But the truth is not like that.
我一直说，主耶稣传道三年半，他总共得到120个。
And what I'm saying here is, you see, Jesus has been preaching for 3.5 years, but he only 120 people listened to him and obeyed him.
但是没有关系。
But that's not a concern.
神的工作就可以用这极少数的120个人。
God is still using the small number of people.
神的能力可以借着这一群人把整个的罗马帝国翻过来。
And his power has been manifested through the small group of 120 people to turn the empire Roman upside down.
好，今天来到21世纪了。
So now, as we are entering into this 21st century,
在这个时刻，神的工作在哪里？
And at this particular moment, where is God's work?
那就是最后的七封信。
And it has to come to the seven letters in the book of Revelation.
那我的时间不可能让我讲七封信。
And since my since time constraint, I'm not able to go through all seven letters.
我以前这七封信通通讲过的。
And you have to bear this mind that I've been I have shared messages on the seven letters.
对，请你打开 启示录。
So, let's turn to a book of Revelation.
对，就是启示录里头一共有八个意象。
And so you see, in the book of Revelation, there are total eight visions.
这发生在第一世纪的九十年代。
That happens on the 19th of the first century.
也就是说，那个时候第二个圣殿已经没有了。
So, during that time, the second temple has been destructed.
教会在地上已经有从主后三十年主耶稣复活升天以后五旬节开始教会诞生。
And this actually happens when Jesus ascended to heaven. That's about 30 years after his ascendance. When here comes the church and the Pentecost.
对，那教会在地上的历史也有多少年了？
And,
从三十到九十。
So the history, the church of the God's church has been on this earth for about
三十到九十。
60 years.
对，数学不错。六十年的历史。
So you see, so the church has been on this earth for about 60 years.
教会从耶路撒冷的的确确传到犹太全地。撒玛利亚一直到当时的地极。
And like Jesus' Great Commission, yes, indeed, the Church of God has been brought into formation from Jerusalem to Samaria and to the end of the world.
六十年的历史，即使外邦的教会也有四十年的历史。
So you see, 60 years we're talking about the history of a church in Jerusalem, but even for the Gentile church, it's been 40 years. Since their establishment.
既然教会不是一个组织，是一个生命体。
And so you see, let me remind you, church is not an organization. It's a living body.
Living organism.
It's a living organism.
对，它是一个生命体。
You see, that's a living organism.
那既然讲到生命体，它就有它的什么周期。
So speaking of a living organism, we have to talk about life cycles.
就跟人有年轻的时候，也有什么老的时候，虽然你不愿意承认。
Just like every one of us, although it's hard to confess, but we're walking through our life journey when we were young and we're getting to mature and then older.
对，我们都喜欢 mature, 但不喜欢听到老了。
Yeah, we like to hear the word of maturity, but we don't like to hear the word of being old.
Right, 但是教会也是一样，也是会进入它的老年期。
And so in the same way, since church is a living organism, so it has to go through this kind of life cycle.
所以到启示录的时候，神最后剩下的一个使徒就是约翰，神把最后的八个意象赐给他。
So during the book of Revelation, there is only one last apostle still living on this world, Apostle John.
那他第一个意象里面就看到行走在七个金灯台中间的人子。
So you see, so God grant him eight visions, and the first vision Apostle John has witnessed is the Son of Man who's been walking through the seven gold stands.
换言之，神要告诉他，你所相信的主耶稣，他现在在哪里？
So in other words, God is telling Apostle John that the man, the Son of God you have believed, and where is he?
他在天上的真帐幕里。
He is in the true temple of heaven.
在天上有一个真的会幕。
So you see, I have to tell you, there is one true tabernacle in heaven.
旧约的时候，神叫摩西建一个地上的会幕。
And so in Old Testament, God has asked Moses to build a tabernacle on earth.
意思说天上有一个真帐幕。
In other words, God is telling people that this is just a copycat of a true tabernacle in heaven.
那地上的大祭司是亚伦。
So we know that on earth, the high priest is Aaron.
天上有一个大祭司。
But there is one true high priest in heaven.
是我们的主耶稣。
That is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
他在真帐幕里侍奉神。
So he served the Lord, he served God in the true tabernacle.
第一个意象就看见这位大祭司行走在七个金灯台的中间。
So the first vision is that this true Son of Man is walking through the seven gold lampstands.
那每一个七灯台，圣经解释给我们听，是代表地上的一个教会。
So each gold lampstand stands for one church on earth.
所以我们就知道，哦，大祭司天天在料理金灯台的时候，就是注目他的地上的教会是不是有像 在会幕中的那些金灯台发光。
So it's easy to understand it. So it's easier to understand now that since God is, Jesus is walking through this seven, gold lampstands, we know that in the same way God is watching, Jesus is watching over the churches on earth.
所以从第二章到第三章，这个七个金灯台就是七个教会。
So in book, so in this book of Revelation, chapter three, chapter two to three, God is telling us, He's writing seven letters to seven churches. In other words,Seven gold stamps, light stamps.
那他有两个解释。
So he has two explanations.
一个是这七个教会当时都是在小亚细亚这一个省份里的七个，当年保罗去过，约翰也去过传道的这七个教会。
So and one of the explanation is in the physical world, in reality the world, he's writing the seven letters to seven physical churches in province of Asia Minor, where Paul and Apostle John used to travel and preach and live there.
对，那这些教会都差不多有四十年左右的历史。
And these seven churches actually have been established for 40 years.
那就发现有的教会光景很好。
And so God, Jesus found some of the churches are good in spirit.
士美拿跟腓拉铁菲。
So two of the churches are Smyrna and a church of Smyrna and a church of Philadelphia.
神只有表扬鼓励称赞他们。
So there's only accommodations and also praises.
另外有五个教会是好与坏参半。
So for the rest of five churches, there is a mixed feelings towards them. There are good things, but there are bad things too.
最糟糕的教会是什么？
And I think the worst church is.
他说，你这个教会撒底是按名是活的。其实是死的。
So the worst church actually is the church of Sardis. According to God, you appear to be alive, but you are dead.
那有的教会呢，有撒旦的座位在教会里头。
For some other churches, God is running them by saying, "Oh, there is a seat of Satan in your church."
对，所以教会的光景。有好有不好。
So there is various spiritual conditions among these churches.
面对这么样的一个情况，参差不齐的时候，神怎么样子有一个呼召呢？
So what kind of God's calling according to God when he is facing various churches and various spiritual conditions?
神呼召他的教会要悔改。
So you see, there is only one theme. God is calling them to repent.
如果不悔改，你们就有。也很可怕的结果。
And so you see, if you do not repent, there are bad things coming.
但如果你们悔改，
But if you do repent,
你们就作为这个教会的得胜者。
You will be the overcomers of the church.
那你们就有奖赏。
And you will win the victory.
所以这七封信里面，你都能够找到同样的语法。
And so you see, from if you read through the seven letters, you will find one pattern.
所以我要指出来的就是说，到了新约的教会，它也有它。全盛与堕落的时期。
So you see, so what I'd like to point out here is, since church is a living organism, so for all churches, we go through life cycle when we are come to the full blossom, and then gradually we come into maturity, and later on we decline.
那所以这个余数的原则在旧约里面到新约还是一样的。
So you see, but the principle of a remnant remained the same from Old Testament to New Testament.
我们可能觉得我们今天所看到的教会没有一个是完全的。
And probably if we look around us or look through all the churches we've been, we know that no church is perfect.
你要去看人，你总会失望。
And because you see, if you look around people around you, you will be disappointed anyway.
但是神在这里说，你要看主。
But hear what God is telling us. Pay attention. Focus on the Lord.
因为教会的头是谁？
Because you have to know who is the head of the church.
教会是他的身体，他的头是耶稣基督。
So you see, the church is just the body of the head, and the head of the church is Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以我们的眼目必须看头。
So you see, we must focus our eyes upon Jesus, our head.
所以那是我们眼目该集中的地方。
And that's the place we have to go to. Our eyes have to go.
我们的难处老是看人。
You see, but the hard time here, but the hard thing here for all of us is that we always pay attention to people around
us.
And especially these leaders of the church.
那你常常就觉得，哎，我开始蛮觉得你还不错，怎么现在一塌糊涂的
？Yeah, they seem to be the easy targets for us, right? Because you may see like, oh, they look nice, but later on when you know them more, you're getting kind of disappointed.
所以你就因为人而跌倒了。
So you see, you fall because for the sake of brothers and sisters around you.
将来审判的时候，你不能说，哎呀，我们教会那个传道人实在不像样，所以我才不像样。
Yeah, but you know you have to know that one day when you come before the throne the throne of a judgment, you simply cannot complain to God. You know what, God? I fall because of the preacher in my church.
对，你这个是一个借口，神不能够说哦，那你好可怜，那你就算了吧。
And that's just a poor excuse. And God won't say, "Oh, I'm so sorry for you. You're excused."
不，我们每一个人都要在神面前负责，因为你得到的恩典是白白的恩典。
So you see, each and every one of us one day will be held accountable before the throne of a judgment. Because
你我不是对那一个人，教会的长老、教会的牧师负责，你是对神得着的这份恩典，你要负责任。
So you see, you are not held accountable for the sake of your preachers or leaders of the church, but instead you are accountable. You will be held accountable for the grace that you have been given.
所以我诚恳地劝你们，刚刚我劝你们要背罗马书，对不对？年轻人。
So I sincerely encourage or challenge our young people here to memorize Book of Romans.
对，我们中间的一个执事已经五十几岁，他说他在正在背罗马书。
And I know one of the deacons of the church, although in his 50s, he is doing his wonderful work memorizing Book of Romans.
这是值得鼓励的。
And this is that's really worthy of encouragement.
那我也盼望你们好好读。
And in the same way, I'd like to encourage you, even challenge you to read the book of Revelation.
特别这七本七封书信。
And especially these seven letters in chapter 2 and 3.
这七封书信是掌管着整个教会的历史。
You see, these seven letters are the key to all the history of the churches.
所以第一节是解着当时的七个教会。
So you see, one of the two explanations is these are the letters sent to the seven physical churches in province of Asia Minor.
他们有实际的问题。
You see, they have practical problems.
但是另外一节，因为这是个预言。
But in the second explanation, since this is a prophecy.
所以在这两千年的教会历史里头，这七个教会代表七个阶段。
So you see, during this 2,000 years of a church history, these seven churches represent seven phases of life cycle of living organism of church.
我们现在是离主第二次回来最近的一个阶段，对吧？
And now we're entering the phase that is really near. That is that Jesus coming is really second coming is really near.
所以从预言来看的话，我们应该是在老底家的教会。
So from the standpoint of prophecy, I think this generation of a church actually coming into the face of Church of Laodicea.
愿你借五分钟把老底家的信我要提一下。
I'd like to borrow 5 minutes from you. I'd like to explain a little in detail about Church of Laodicea.
请你来读第三章。
So I'd like to invite you to read chapter 3 and Book of Revelation.
从十五节念起。
From verse 15。
我们要念到二十二节。
To 22。
启示录第三章第十五节到二十二节，我跟我的翻译的姐妹轮流来读。
So from Book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 through 22, we alternate in reading.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
Verse 16, so because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Verse 18, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and the eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Verse 20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him, and he with me.
得胜的，我要赐给他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
Verse 22, He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
啊，这个教会的特点是什么
？So what's the features of that church of Laodicea?、
啊、不冷不热。
One word, lukewarm.
也就是说，他们看起来，你说他是热心的基督徒吗？不是那么热。
So in other words, if you try to explain or describe that church, if you say, oh, they're really fervent and in spirit, not so.
你说他是个冰冷的基督徒吗？他好像也不是那么冰。
But if you try to describe them as a cold church, they're not as cold.
那就是所谓的不冷不热的基督徒。
So in other words, they're just lukewarm.
那意思就是说非常舒服。
So in other words, they stay comfortably in a comfort zone.
当你洗澡的时候，你也不喜欢冰水，你也不喜欢滚水，你希望是温水。
Yeah, for example, if you like to take a bath, you don't like the water too hot or too cold. You like just water that is not too cold, not too hot, lukewarm.
温水煮青蛙，这个状态最舒服。
Yeah, so it's just like you put a frog into a warm water, similar situation.
对，你躺在温水里面不是自由自在，好舒服。
So in other words, this kind of a church stay comfortably in the comfort zone.
那他们自我感觉好不好
？So how do they feel about themselves?
很好。
Oh, they feel great.
啊，他说我已经发了。
Because they say they have been rich and wealthy.
对不对？十年前我是一穷二白，现在主的祝福我现在发了。
And they say, oh, 10 years ago, we've been poor, but now since God blessed so much, we are rich and wealthy.
一切都一样都不缺。
And we lack nothing.
换言之，这是一个物质极发达的时代。
So in other words, this is actually a time of materialism.
不像有的时候有人缺衣缺食，没有办法生活。觉得非常困难。今天这个基本的问题，在这个时代基本解决。
Not in the old times that people are in need of food or clothes, and not so. We're lacking nothing.
不但温饱解决，而且甚至有非常富裕的情况。
And not just we are lacking nothing, we're a lot wealthier or richer.
但是神却说一个实际的光景。
But God tell them one truth.
啊、你们的光景其实是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。
God tell them that you have actually you are rich, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
五个形容词。
So five adjectives.
这个不是讲你们的物质，这是讲你们的什么？属灵的光景。
So he's not speaking of the material, but speaking of the spiritual condition.
我们以前读过一个童话故事，叫做。皇帝的新衣有没有
？And we used to read one story. It's called The New Clothes of a King.
对，他穿的是名牌的。
And he was actually naked, but he thought he wore nice clothing.
那个拿的所有的东西都是名牌。
And so everything that he's holding is perfect and the best.
你从物质上你是很富有。
So if we look at the church from materialism.
可惜我们的神根本不看这些。
But God doesn't look at us.
他看的是你真实属灵的情形是。
So what he looks or peers through is actually our true spiritual condition.
这是这个时代全世界教会的光景，就是在这样的一个物质极发达的一个时代，灵性却是绝对的贫乏。
So now we're in a generation, in a time when we are rich and wealthy from outside, but we are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
而稀奇的是什么
？But what is amazing is
我们知道不知道
？What amazing is
完全不知道
？Are we aware of this？No, we're not.
这就是最稀奇的地方。
So this is the most amazing thing. We're not aware of it.
我们一点感觉都没有。
We're not aware of it at all.
啊，他在后面说，我在那边敲门。
And so you see, in the later verses, that God says, "When I knock the door."
什么意思？我们每次聚会都是说，主耶稣，我们感谢你。地上只要有两三个人奉你的名聚集，主耶稣就说什么？我在你们中间，对吧
？So you see, when we pray and when we get together, we always say that if two or three of us pray together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be in the midst of us.
这是主耶稣当年对门徒的应许。
And you see, that's the promise God, Jesus has promised.
可是这个教会呢？
But how about this church? The
他们可能是 mega church 一大堆的人聚集在那里。
I could assume that this must be a mega church with many crowds.
主耶稣在哪里？
But where is Jesus?
大家都以为主耶稣在我们中间。
All the church congregation thought that Jesus was in the midst of them.
但是实际上呢？
But the reality is,
耶稣说我在门外。
Jesus said, I'm outside of the church.
也就是说，这里有一大堆的人聚集，大家都认为主在我们中间，神当然在我们中间。
So in other words, when this big crowd of the Church of Laodicea get together and thinking Jesus is in the midst of them, unfortunately, this is not the reality.
实际上，主耶稣是在门外，而知道不知道。
And the truth is, Jesus is outside of the church and nobody is aware of this.
这是老底家的悲剧。
So that's a tragedy for the church, of the church of Laodicea.
我们以为我们在侍奉神，在敬拜神，但是实际上神说我在门外，我根本就没不在你们中间。
We thought that we are serving the Lord and we're worshiping Him and He's in the midst of us. But the truth is, He's not in the midst of us. He's not here. He's outside.
那神对这样的一个光景下了三道药。
So,
三道药方。
So, for the remedy, God, Jesus had given us three remedies.
哪三道药方？
What are these three remedies?
第一，买火炼的金子，十八节。
And number one, in verse 18, God advised the church to buy gold refined by fire.
第二，买白衣穿上。
And number two, buy the white garment to clothe.
那第三，买眼药。
And number three, that is to buy eye salve to anoint our eyes.
这三样我以前都讲，我今天不去。
So I won't get into details into these three remedies.
不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
这三道方子共同一个字是什么字？
There is one important thing to these three remedies.
买。
Buy, to purchase.
那我们既然有钱，我们都喜欢买的 ，shopping 最高兴的。
And so you see, since we have, we were rich and wealthy, we have the money to buy.
我们世界上什么都愿意买，越贵越想买。
And so, I think in this generation, we're able to buy many things as much as we want.
对吧？而且我们要买。
Maybe the richer, maybe the more expensive, the better.
要买 on sale.
And especially when they're on sale.
啊，这是这个时代最引人吸引人的东西。
And I think this is one of the marketing strategy that really attracts many people.
但主耶稣对教会说。
But what Jesus tells the Church of Laodicea is.
好货不便宜，便宜没好货。
So the expensive thing, you cannot buy good things with cheap prices.
你一定要买三样最贵的东西。
You have to buy these three most expensive remedies.
火炼的金子。
That is the gold refined by fire.
白衣穿上。
The white garment.
眼药。
And eyes that.
让你的眼睛可以看得见。
So that your eyes can see.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，也就是说，这个时代是一个不愿意出代价的时代。
So my dear fellow Christians, in other words, in short and conclusion, this is a generation where people is not willing to pay the heavy price for something.
对。主要我们出代价。
Because we try to stay comfort, but God wants us to pay the heavy price for what we get.
两个主日前吧。
So about two Sundays ago.
我们的成人主日学在读一个人叫做 Campbell Morgan.
So two Sundays ago, our adult Sunday school have a book discussion on
Campbell Morgan. 对，他被称为解经王子。
He was called the prince of theology.
就是解经王子。他不是神学院的教授，他不是神学院毕业的科班出身的，他是自己下功夫读圣经的人。
I think he is called the master who is able to explain the Bible really well. He didn't graduate from a seminar, from a theology department.
他没有正式受过任何神学院的训练。
So he didn't receive much kind of a seminary education.
但是他是一个用功读圣经的人。
But he's the one who pays a lot of attention.
后来
and work hard on the Bible study.
他神用他在当时欧美的世界都他都去过传神的道。
But he traveled a lot across the countries and he's able to preach the word of God.
所以 我们教会图书馆有他的书。
And our library has a book of him.
他一生，人家问他，你为什么有这么大的亮光在圣经里头
？So people used to ask him, why do you have such a thoughtful and insight into the Bible?
他有名的回答是什么
？One of his response is this.
那我的秘诀就是三个字 ，sweat。Sweat and more sweat.
And,
四个字
Yeah, so his answer is simple, and he said, My secret here is a sweat, sweat, and more sweat.
意思就是说，下功夫
In other words, you have to work hard.
你必须有一个爱神话语的心
You have to have the heart, to love God.
然后神会一步一步把你带到神话语的里头去
And God will guide you, and lead you through.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天不是没有圣经，我们每个人都有圣经，都是放在那里。
So you see, my dear fellow Christians and friends, it's not like we do not have a Bible. We have Bibles everywhere, collecting dust.
圣经甚至已经在我们的手机里头了，对吧
And nowadays, we have a digital version of the Bible in our cell phone, smartphone.
你读不读
But the key point here is, do you really ever read the Bible?
我们现在读的圣经大概都是一天一节，一天一点点。我们没有办法把神的话语完全透彻的来。明白它。
And I think we are too satisfied with just one, a few verses reading every day. So in that way, we're not able to understand God's word thoroughly.
我们对世界的事情，我们研究很多很深。
And you see, we pay a lot of attention to the world around us.
你怎么样照烧这个红烧蹄膀？你很有研究。
You probably know a lot, many ways to how to cook.
对吧？但是你对罗马书到底讲什么，一概。不知
but probably you don't have any idea on what the book of Romans and what kind of book it is.
难怪主耶稣会对我们说你是什么贫穷、瞎眼、赤身、可怜。
And so no wonder that Jesus described the church of Laodicea or in today's generation, the churches around the world as wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
我盼望。求主真是激励我们。
And it's truly my hope, and I pray that may the Lord challenge us and inspire us.
我今天讲这个余数。
So here I'm talking about the principle of remnant.
说你不要看大家怎么样做。
So you don't have to look around to see what others, what people are doing.
你要有一个心智，在神面前做一个。得胜者。
And you have to have this determination that I'm not looking around people around me, but just I want to be the overcomer.
别人不爱主，不能作为你的借口说我也可以不爱主。
So people, other people are not our excuse not to be the one who doesn't love God.
你要向神忠心。
We have to be faithful to Him.
这是这个时代我们必须有的心智。
And this has to be our determination.
不然的话，你就会被淘汰的。
Otherwise, we simply will be rejected and forsaken.
因为被接上的枝子，神说。还可以切掉剪掉的。
And as you see, the branch has been connected to the vine, can be cut off again.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father and dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你从古到今，你没有改变。
And from generations to generation, you never change.
主，我们人在你面前，也常常，走自己的路。
And how many times, Lord, we try to walk on our own way?
以色列人是如此，我们外邦人也是如此。
The Israel people did, and we do. We do too.
我们多么伤你的心。
And we know that how much we have break your heart.
你要我们悔改。
Yet you want us to repent and to turn back.
因为你马上就要回来。
Because your second coming is near.
你盼望我们能够做一个得胜者。
And it is a desire that we, all of us, will be overcomers.
对得起你给我们这么大的恩典。
To be worthy of your grace.
我们不做一个白占地土的人。
So that we won't be a waste.
你要我们多结果子来荣耀你的名。
But instead, bear much fruit to glorify your name.
主啊，求你来做厉害的工作。
Oh Lord, please, pierce our heart, pierce our heart.And do your work in the midst of us.
我们为我们 生命中每天遇到的难处，我们来感谢你。
And Lord, we are thankful. We thank you for all the hard things or difficulties in our lives.
难处就逼我们来到你面前。
Because this is one of the way you discipline us to put us back to you.
难处把我们带到生命的那个关键时刻。
Because the difficult times and suffering bring us to this critical time.
我们知道自己不可靠。
We know that we are not reliable.
我们必须依靠你。
We have to rely on you.
我们就紧紧地抓住你。
So we please draw us near. We get hold of you tightly.
主啊，让我们不放弃你。
So that we will never leave you.
能够跟随你到底。
And we'll follow you and follow you to the end.
拯救我们每一个人。
And Lord, save ourselves, Lord.
直到见你的面。
Till the day we see you.
听我们的祷告。
Hearing this prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.